Today's Tanya for the 18th of Nisan, Yud Ches Nisan, is in Perek Mem Aleph, chapter 41, on page 606. V'hinei kol kavanosei b'mesiras nafshei l'Hashem al yedei ha-teira v'atfilo. This which we said before, that in doing a mitzvah, in learning and in davening, the Jew has to have a kavana, that he's giving back his neshama. Elecho Hashem nafshi eso, I'm returning, elevating and returning my nefesh back to God, an inyan of mesiras nefesh, meaning that just as when the neshama leaves the body, it loses all interest in physical, worldly things, that's the way the Jew does the mitzvah, that when he's doing the mitzvah, he loses all interest and all feeling for worldly things. So this kavana is not for the sake of the individual, of the person who's doing the mitzvah, but the mesiras nefesh kavana should also be for the kavana and not for himself, which is lahalis nitzu telikusha b'teicha limekedei, the reason that he wants to return his nefesh, to elevate the neshama so that it goes back to its natural condition, is not for the sake of the person, for the sake of the neshama, but it should be for the sake of the Eibishter. So he's not returning the neshama because the neshama wants to go up, but rather that it's tehei rak kedei la'aseis nachas ruach lefanav yisbarich. Like, as the Rebbe will say, the son, the prince who was imprisoned and is now released from prison, runs home to his father not only because he wants to be home, not only because a prince wants to be in a palace, but because he wants to give his father the pleasure of seeing him. K'moshul simchas ha-melech ve'elov b'nei yechidei b'teisim in ha-shivyo b'esu ha-surim. Now, what is the joy, the nachas ruach of the Eibishter, when the neshama comes back to him? It's like the joy of the king whose son is released from captivity and comes home. V'hine kavono zu hi amitis be'emes la'amiti legamri b'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael b'chol leisu b'chol shah. Should a person doubt whether a Jew is capable of such a selflessness, of such an edelkeit, that even in his mesiras nefesh, where the neshama goes back to God to attain its natural condition, as he said earlier, that we say in the davening, Elokai neshama shenasato bi, ata nefachta, and so on, v'ata osid litlo mimeni. To the reason we mentioned this in the morning, to speak about the neshama going back or being taken away, why do we mention this in the morning every day? Because it's a description of the nature of the neshama. Ata Shenasatobi. This neshama shenasatobi, it was placed in me from the Eibishter. And then in the end, it's ata osid litlo mimeni. In the end, the neshama goes back to the Eibishter. And it's only in between that it is separated, it becomes a chelik. Chelik elokam imal. So to remind us that this temporary separation isn't really a separation at all, that even now the neshama should be connected to the Eibishter and united with the Eibishter through the act of the mitzvah. So the person has the kavana when he does the mitzvah, that since the neshama is inherently, intrinsically part of God, it came from God and it goes back to God, and it's only this short time that it's here on earth that it seems to be separated. So we need to reconnect it, and that is the kavana behind the mitzvah, in doing the mitzvah. So not only do we have the kavana to give the neshama back, to replace it in its natural place, but even in doing so, it shouldn't be for our own sake, for gratifying or satisfying the nature of the neshama, but it should be only to give pleasure to God. So we might wonder whether a Jew is capable of doing such things. So the Alter Rebbe says that this kavana is absolutely true absolutely genuine, sincere, in every Jew and at every time. How is it? How is that possible? Out of the natural love that we inherit from our ancestors. We need only to set aside times to think about the greatness of God to achieve love and fear that are created, born out of intelligence, out of knowledge of God. The kula haivi ulai, and with the effort, although we're not guaranteed success, because may not be on that level where we can understand godliness to such a degree that we can actually create an emotion out of the understanding, but the effort has to be made. In addition to the natural love that every Jew has, which enables him to do a mitzvah without any selfish reason whatsoever. In the Hayem Yem for Yud Ches, 18th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that Shnas Tov Reish Ches, in the year 1848, Omer HaTzemach Tzedek Maimer al Posuk im Kesef Tauve. Tzemach Tzedek said a Maimer on the Posuk im Kesef Tauve. Kesef hu ha-neshoma. Kesef means not only money, it also means the neshama. Al shem, shehi tamid b'kesef u'tshuka la'alis l'mayla. The word kesef means longing. So the neshama is called kesef because the neshama constantly longs to go back, to go up. U'kidachsiv ruach ha'odam hi ha'ilu l'mayla. As it says, the spirit of man rises upwards. The odam hem neshama yisrael, and man refers to Jews. Atem kruyim Adam. Every place in Torah where it says Adam, it means not all people, it means Jews. V'hanishama nesuna behalvo l'ha'adam. And this kesef is talva, is borrowed. Because the neshama doesn't belong to the person. It is lent to him for the duration of his life. Uksiv yomim yitzaru. That the days that every person is given, the days are formed or counted. The yesh mispar kavua, there's a certain amount of days that each person has for his lifespan. The chosar ye mechode, chosar levushechode. And if we miss a day, if a day is wasted, then we are missing a garment. So the comparison, the analogy to a loan is kesef talva. The neshama is borrowed to you, is lent to you, and you have to return it. If you miss a day of Torah and mitzvahs, then you're returning it one day short.